Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Monday, July 25th, 2022. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How are you this Monday?
Oh, just perfect. It couldn't be any better.
Peachy fine and town alive. But anyway, go ahead.
couldn't be any better unless I was 29.
Well, I know. Now that you're finally turning 30, or 40, actually. I know it's rough. I know it is.
Yeah, I know.
It's just tough. I know.
Nope, couldn't be better. And, well, you know, it would be a little bit better if gold would finally find a bottom. And same way with silver. So it's still searching, and we got gold down a little bit today, 720 at 1721 New York spot price after market. Silver was down 13 cents at 1855. Platinum was up 8 at 891. Palladium was down 36, 2070. And I'm assuming the there was a little pressure on the dollar and the USDX, but that was down 0.11, but still at 106.45. So it really has dropped. Remember, it was going up over 109. So everybody's wondering, well, then why isn't gold going up? Well, at least maybe we're finding a bottom here. But we all know everything. I mean, they can adjust and do anything they want. And then people say, well, you know, then gold will never go up. And that's not true, because they do lose the power to do so. And that's usually when panic strikes. And that's why they manipulate everything and they lie about everything, because they don't want to create any panics, because that's when they lose control. So that's why they do what they do. That's why inflation was transitory. You know, now the economy is not heading into a recession. It's just a transition. A transition from what? And where's it going to? You know, it's just such a, you know, they're just a joke. Crude oil was up $2 at $96.77. And the paper markets today, the Dow was up 90 points, 31,990. The S&P is up 5, I'm sorry, is up 5 at 3,966. The NASDAQ was down 51, 11,782. That was a typical Monday. I believe the negative across the board in Asia. Europe was up except for Germany. And let's take a peek at our 10-year yield. Boy, that really dropped, 2.80. I mean, it's positive for today, up a little bit, but it's had some pressure on it, 2.809. And, you know, that was trading above 3 for a while and then trending around that 3% level. So, and, yeah, they'll work it down because, you know, that higher rate put a damper on their housing market. So, yeah, you know, it's, you can pretty much tell what they're going to do. You know, if there's any way that they can adjust any sector at any time with their precious little interest rate movements in one direction or another, they're going to do it. So if one gets too high, you know, it puts a strain on anything. They are, I don't care what they say, if they think that they're really tightening, they're not. They're accommodative to what Wall Street needs. So it's really kind of a joke, but anyway, there's the market for you, and it's a sad that, you know, it's such a joke, because it's a joke with your money. And that's not funny. And but they play with it. They have nothing to lose. But you do. So, and the taxpayers just continue to bail them out. We just keep going and going and going. But anyway, Butch, you're going to start the program. You had some funnies to do. And
I want to share one funny one, yes. I'll make this for you. I want to say this. I paid my favorite tax last week. I paid my property tax. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite tax. I love that tax, great. Don't you?
Oh, just you know, I love all my taxes.
Of course.
Of course.
Oh, gosh,
you betcha. I just can't wait till April 15 rolls around. Uh-huh, it's a celebration. But anyway,
every time I pay that, I think about it. I'm still paying the state for what I've owned for years. But we never own it, so that's what it is. But you go do what you got to do.
Yeah, I'm going to step away for just a few folks. Butch has something funny to tell you. He's going to start the first article, and I'll be returning ASAP.
All right, see you in a minute. All right, folks, I do want to talk. This is Monday. Yeah, it's Monday. And no matter where you are, Mondays a lot of times can be one of the blah days of the week. I know that. I've been through a lot of them. But I did get something here I thought we'd share today just to lighten load a little bit before we get into some really, and I mean some really serious stuff. I mean really serious stuff. But anyway, this is a grammar lesson. Is it complete, finished, or completely finished? No English dictionary has been able to adequately explain the difference between these two words, complete or finished. In a recent linguistic competition held in London and attended by supposedly the best in the world, Samdar Balaban, a Guyanese man, was a clear winner with a standing ovation which lasted over 5 minutes. The final question was, how do you explain the difference between complete and finished in a way that is easy to understand? Some people say there's no difference between complete and finished. Well, here is the astute answer, and I thought this was right on the money. When you marry the right woman, you are complete. When you marry the wrong woman, you are finished. And when the right one catches you with the wrong one, you're completely finished. So I thought y'all like that. It fits exactly like it ought to be. And I can't argue with the whole point at all. A good woman will complete you. A bad woman will finish you off. And you caught the wrong woman, you're completely finished. So I thought it was a very good answer to that. So we'll move on now to serious stuff. But I want to share that with you. I know folks sometimes get in some really serious modes here, and we have to. There's very little to joke about in today's situations. In life with friends and family, I like to laugh and pick and joke around. That's all wonderful. When it comes out into the real world situations, there's not a lot of things today really amusing or funny at all. I mean, when you look into the situations and conditions all around this, you have to wonder, if it wasn't for a sense of humor and the hope we have in Christ, it'd be an awful hard world to live in, wouldn't it? But listen to what Pete, I call him Butt Gag. I know his name is Buttigieg or something like that, but I call him Pete Butt Gag. Listen to what Butt Gag said. Butt Gag finally admits it, they are doing everything on purpose. Now listen, folks, this is a real article. Transportation Secretary Pete Butt Gag finally admitted that we've all thought to be true. They are doing all this on purpose. While giving testimony before the House, Butt Gag said that the pain at the pump is designed to promote and push Americans toward a socialist green agenda. Let me repeat that. He admitted before the House that the pain at the pump is designed to promote and push Americans toward a socialist green agenda. The more pain we are experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles. Folks, we told you this was set up a long time ago. The World Economic Forum is going to have the Great Reset. They're going to do it on their own grounds, on their own terms. And overall, there's not going to be a cotton-picking thing the masses can do about it. And it's going to lead to some serious situations, folks. And I do believe it's going to lead to a civil unrest and violence in the future because people will have no choice. But at least Pete Butt Guy did admit, we're doing this to get you into a socialist agenda, and we'll get you into the electric vehicles. So he admitted it. Wow. And finally, we mentioned over the last couple of weeks, a couple of times, about the, new global currency that Russia and China wanted. Well, they officially announced a new global reserve currency. Folks, the dollar is going to disappear as any value at all in the world, which means it'll be less valuable here by hundreds of percent. China and Russia are taking their shot at the U.S. dollar. As often happens with consequential new news in the United States and the West, no one seems to notice or even care. And that is, I haven't heard this anywhere on any news channel, national or local at all. Since the beginning of the year, I've been writing about the possibility of Russia and China challenging the U.S. dollar's global reserve status. Now it's happening. It shouldn't be a surprise to those paying attention that Russia and China are strengthening their economic ties amidst continued Western sanctions on Russia, the result of the country's war in Ukraine. What may surprise some people, however, is that Russia and the BRICS countries, including Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are officially working on their own new global reserve currency, RT reported in late June. Nobody even seemed to notice. The issue of creating an international reserve currency is based on a basket of currencies of our countries is being worked out, Vladimir Putin said at the BRICS Business Forum last month. And, of course, as Russia has been cut off from the SWIFT system, is also pairing with China and the BRIC nation to develop reliable alternative mechanisms for international payments in order to cut reliance on the Western financial system. Folks, I don't think it's months away. I don't. Maybe this fall, maybe earlier. I don't know exactly. I'm not setting dates. But once this is announced, the dollar will drop basically to nothing overnight. And I mean literally down to almost nothing. The goods you're paying for now that are coming out of countries could be called the cheaper. A dollar's reserve currency. We were paying for everything, all the oil in the world being paid for a dollar to boost our dollar. China's products that we always were tickled to get because they were so cheap will no longer be cheap. Because they send our production overseas, mainly to China, but other countries too, you can kiss your dollar value goodbye. And other nations that we depend on, including Mexico, for example, I'm sure will be tickled pink to join in with the new BRICS system to do business. The dollar will be nothing. Then we'll see what happens with the price of metals. Then we'll see. Now, this shouldn't surprise us, although it should make us angry. It does me. Top U.S. refiners set for 652% surge in profits. Now, that doesn't mean that this is on top of the normal profits, okay, folks? Top U.S. refineries set for 652% surge in profits. Amid soaring gasoline prices in the second quarter, the eight biggest independent U.S. refiners are set to report later this month a huge 650% sequential jump in their average earnings per share, according to estimates from investment bank Tudor Pickering Holt and Company cited by the Wall Street Journal. All refiners and all integrated oil and gas companies are set for a windfall of profits for the second quarter as U.S. gasoline prices soared to the highest ever on record of over $5 per gallon in early June. The biggest refiners are also expected to generate billions of cash flow from operations as refining margins are at their highest in many years. We're seeing margins twice as high as the golden age, Charles Kemp, a vice president at the energy consulting firm Baker & O'Brien Incorporated, told the Journal. Kemp was referring to the 2004-2007 period when refiners booked massive profits, too. On our back, folks, your back, my back, the refineries are going to go 652% above their normal earnings. This is at our expense, at our children's expense too, folks. They suffer too because when the parents can't pay you the bills and have a hard time making it, children are cut back on loss, so they have to be. This is on the back of the working class people. I wonder if anybody going to say anything about that. I wonder why our Senator Manchin here in our state is supposed to be such a we'll say moderate, that's taking a stand for the West Virginia people. I wonder why he's not saying anything about this. And why are none of his other cohorts saying anything about it? I just wondered. Capito, our Republican senator, isn't saying a word about this. We're being ripped off to the tune of 652% in extra profits for the oil companies, the refineries, and we wonder why no one says anything about it. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it? Wow. The state of the U.S. consumer. AT&T crashes as Americans can't afford to pay their phone bills. Well, that may have something to do with the price of gas. You never know. But anyway, shares of AT&T fell on Thursday after CEO John Stankey said that customers are starting to put off paying their phone bills, which resulted in the wireless carrier cutting this year's forecast for free cash flow by $2 billion. Shares fell as much as 11% in earlier trading, the company's largest slide since 2022, which erased the stock's year-to-date gains. A weakened consumer as to pressure facing AT&T, which has already taken hits from deeply discounting new phones and capital outlay on network equipment. The company now expects 2022 free cash flow of $14 billion, which around one being a reduced amount tied to timing consumer collections. The news, which overshadowed second quarter results that beat on profit and wireless subscriber growth, also hits peers Verizon and T-Mobile, sending shares lower. I wonder why people all of a sudden aren't paying their phone bills. Could it be they're running out of money? I just, you know, it makes you wonder about that. I mean, it could be that we're actually not in such good condition after all. That maybe, though the news doesn't say it, we are actually in a recession. Wow. Most people want their phones. Most people live on their phones. Curious, isn't it? Around half of old Americans can't afford essential expenses. Wow. This report said the COVID-19 pandemic and inflation have both taken a toll on older Americans' financial security. Rising inflation coupled with higher cost of living have put strains on many Americans' purse strings. But estimates from the University of Massachusetts Boston Elder Index detail the toll of the cost of aging on the nation's elderly residents. And folks, I know this for a fact. I'll be 74 in September, and I realize my money's getting tighter and harder to come up with all the time myself. Especially unexpected things happen, like car breakdown, like they did on me a couple of months ago. This does hurt. Over half older people who live alone are classified as poor under federal poverty standards or have insufficient incomes to pay for essential expenses, while 45% of men share the same financial situations. The index takes several factors into account, including cost of health care, food and housing, and transportation, and can be adjusted based on seniors' health status. In 2020, data from the index showed over 2 million older couples were considered financially insecure based on their yearly incomes. The COVID-19 pandemic also resulted in the highest unemployment rate seen for persons aged 55 and older in nearly half a century. According to the Department of Health and Human Services, the 2021 average the poverty guideline, which can be used to determine financial eligibility for some federal programs, for a single American is $12,808 per year. I know folks who don't come close to that. For those living in Alaska and Hawaii, the totals are slightly higher. Although Americans over the age of 65 are eligible for Medicare coverage, data from the June 22 indicate the majority of older residents consider health care costs a financial burden. As baby boomers continue to age, this growing population will put more strain on federally or state-sponsored health insurance. By 2030, this cohort is projected to include about 77 million people. And you wonder why they want population control, especially elderly population control. 77 million people depend on Medicare right now. Apparently, that's what it says. And think what that's going to cost. And I think that's probably a low number. That's just talking about the older people. Many people who have never earned it are getting it. Also, as you know, that Medicaid is going to be used by a lot of people who never paid a dime into the system.
And all the illegal aliens.
Oh, I forgot about them. Yeah, we can let them out. For sure.
Oh, of course not.
For sure. You know, I'm sharing this personal information because I don't care who knows. There's nothing secret in my life, really. But I took break time. I can share it now. Folks, back at the break. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm back, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you give us a call. Premiums on Silver Eagles are moving up again. There was a big release information. There was a... I've been told by... someone in the know that they weren't sure if all the numbers that were given out were correct and so forth. I'm going to have to assume that they are, because, but there was a $50 million purchase of gold and silver coins just recently. I think it was the end of June. $50 million, give or take a few million. And, I think about half of it went into Silver Eagles. They bought almost a million ounces. They bought 650,000 ounces.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they got the rest in, I believe, in numismatic coins. So, you know, and, you know, and we sit here and we see the prices drop. And it's like, really? But we really don't know what truly entails that whole purchase. You know, it's just, you know, interviews and, you know, you don't know if you're getting the whole scoop or whatever and so forth. But still, it was a very, very large amount of, but premiums did pop. I mean, Silver Eagles, now they're looking at premiums. You're looking at $14 over spot.
Wow.
And that's for large orders. If you just buy a roll of Eagle, you're looking at 15.
Wow.
So the premiums on that jumped because this buy took effect right as the U.S. Mint cut the allocations for the buyers, for the wholesalers. So they cut allocations in half. Now, I'm not quite sure if the trade led up to that decision by the Mint or... you know, that was already in the mix of things. I don't know. Wouldn't know unless you worked for the Mint and made those decisions. But Gold Eagles also moved up 30%. No, a third of a percent just in wholesale. So it got bumped also, the premiums. These are all wholesale premiums that went up. My premiums stay the same. I charge the same. Doesn't matter. So, but their wholesale premiums went up. We can still get platinum American Eagles. They're available. But everything is live and active except for the Silver Eagles. You're looking at about a week out. Now, if you're looking for a full box of Silver Eagles and you want a backdated sealed box, you can save. We can do those for $13. So we can get you a little bit better deal on those. So we saw maples, silver maple leaves, they increased in price by 25 cents. I think pretty much silver rounds are still the same. So give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And I really don't think premiums are going to go away. You know, it's kind of like this isn't a transitory.
Yeah.
You know, because we kind of have had the summer doldrums and a little bit. And so the premiums are staying on, but I'm sure that big buy really did help with those premiums. So give us a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188, Butch.
You know, to tell you what you have to watch out for, you've seen these TV ads, so a special coin come out, and we're going to get such a good deal, and this is all about this.
Oh, for Pete's sake. They're just lies.
Yeah. All that, well, they come out with that. Double Eagle, Silver Double Eagle. You may have seen that. And I can't remember, who the lady was supposed to design it, but come out a real pretty silver coin. You know, they had a flash in it, and has the real beautiful finish on it. And it's showing the thing, bragging it up. And the people don't notice this. If you watch the coin, as it spins around, it says it's clad in 9.999% pure silver. Pure silver coin available. And as coin spins around, it says 1/4 ounce of silver. Now, if you don't catch that, at $19.95 on special. 1/4 ounce, $19.95. I think maybe they're making good money on those, Melody. What do you think?
Well, you know, I have people ask me all the time, well, do you have fractional silver? You never buy fractional silver. Hello? Even if it's a good, you just don't, what do you need fractional silver for? Well, it's going to get up to 200 and 300. No, if silver gets to 200 and 300, what do you think you're going to be paying for bread and gas and everything else? So, no, you still use the 1 ounce, and you're still going to sell your product back into the market first. You're going to call me. That's where you're going to get the most money. But they just take you alive when they sell fractional silver. All right? That's the biggest scam around, is fractional.
They really do.
You want silver, you get 90%.
There you go. Buy what we call junk coins. Yes, they're dimes, absolutely. Quarters. Yes, absolutely. But yeah, but I saw that. I said, Marston, did you catch that?
Good catch.
You catch that 1/4 ounce. I mean, that's $20 for 1/4 ounce. Come on, people.
I know. But you know what? Do you know how many people don't even ask?
No, they'll jump on it.
I saw that thing on TV. Well, those are $20. Okay, I want, they are scams. But,
well, sure they are. They really are. But, you know, you may have saw this article. But I just read the article where he's going about Pete Buttigieg. I mean, Buttigieg, what his name is. They admitted that the gas prices are pushing us into the, now, this is what he said, socialist green plan, whatever you call it. But he even said that's they're moving us into electric cars. That's what this is all about, Melody. This has been pre-planned. They want us to go green and go with EVs. They want total control of us. And he admitted it in front of the House, the U.S. House, he admitted it. So, folks, this is for real stuff. But you think the EVs are going to do a lot of good? I do know some people that did an experiment, by the way, on Ford's, new Ford EV electric vehicle, compared to a Ford gasoline vehicle, about the same size, just one's electrical, one's gas. The projected trip that was going to take, they could drive half the way trip from somewhere in Colorado down, I think Pueblo, below Colorado Springs. The EV said, we'll get you in that. We'll get you halfway
area.
We'll get you there. You have to recharge. But every time he looked down, it was dropping down in percentage left to travel. He made it maybe a little bit over halfway before he had to stop and recharge. And the gasoline truck still had a couple hundred miles to go on fuel. Now that's the truth. And if he hadn't found that place close enough, he would have been dead in his tracks. People, this is a scam. It's a scam. I advise you to walk very cautious around these vehicles. But anyway, Ford.
Well, you know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, for every electric vehicle that's sold, the taxpayer gets stuck for $7,500. That's the subsidy on these. And that's just the beginning, because the taxpayer gets to pay for all these charging stations, billions of dollars. It's like, what is wrong with you people? And I'm all for electric vehicles, don't get me wrong. If you want one, I think they should create it. And if it's safe, that's great. But it doesn't get forced on us. It doesn't make our oils go up and then take away what we need, our energy and everything else, just to promote it. That's evil.
It is
evil. That's criminal.
And wait till the battery packs wear out.
We're paying billions and billions of dollars.
Yes.
For what? We don't have the infrastructure to support it.
And they know that. They know that. They want us down to bicycles. They want us in sustainable communities. You know that also. That's part of the plan. The EVs don't work, so we're going to put you in a community. Don't worry. Klaus Schwab said, you, by 2030, you own nothing. You're going to be happy. And I'll be sharing a bit later on how much is being bought up by different conglomerates and for what reason, folks. They're buying property. I get an offer at least twice a month for my property, my house and land. I get an offer for it. And they're very good offers, actually. I got one just for the house alone about 2 weeks ago that was a very generous offer for my home. But where would I go? What would I do? So anyway, folks, this is part of the reason.
And there was even, I can't remember who the statement was from, but they're happy about the high gasoline prices because that means people are driving less and lowering the
carbon. Yeah.
It's like, what kind of sickness is that?
And U.S. refiners, I just read the article where we're going, made 652% increase in profits. Think about that. We're suffering to get enough gasoline, go to work and do our chores, and the refiners made 652% increase, Melody. Where are our senators? Where are the legislatures saying this shouldn't be allowed? Where are they? What happened to them?
But you know what the thing of it is? You've got this administration crying about that it's the oil companies and everybody else that's scamming the public, that they're raising, they're gouging the people. But it's the administration that's causing those higher prices, so they do have those higher profits.
That's true.
It's the administration. It's this Democratic administration, all those idiots up there, both Democrat and Republican, that's all behind it.
They're getting kickbacks on this. You know, getting kickbacks on this. You know they are.
Somehow, some way. And they always say that the gun lobbyists, the NRA is the biggest, the biggest lobbyist. No, they're not. They're not the most powerful lobbyists in D.C. It's the banks. It's the banks and oh, it's just... Go ahead, Butch.
Okay. Back to the EVs and what it's going to cost the American people, not money-wise. Well, money-wise, I guess, also. Ford to fund its EV efforts in part by laying off 8,000 workers.
Yeah, Mike talked about that briefly last week. Go ahead, though.
Yeah.
It's worth repeating.
The cut seems to be part of a plan announced earlier in the year by Ford CEO Jim Farley to cut $3 billion in operational costs from business operations related to internal combustion products. In a video sent to employees Thursday morning, Farley addressed the reported job cuts and did not deny them. Up to 8,000 Ford employees could be hit by job cuts, according to Wednesday's report from Bloomberg. The move could be a part of a plan to cut $3 billion in operational costs from the company's gasoline-powered business operations in order to boost profit and invest more into Ford's electric vehicle endeavors. The cuts will reportedly come in the Ford Blue division, which handles production of Ford's internal combustion engine vehicles and primarily come from salary positions. There are approximately 31,000 salary workers at Ford currently. So to 8,000, what's 8,000 people out of work? Big deal. Let them go to work for McDonald's. No big deal. I mean, we're funding these, as MLD said. We're paying for these things out of our tax dollars. They're not nearly as efficient. We don't have as much of the infrastructure to support them. Folks, they're taking us down the road to what they talked about 20 years ago, sustainable communities. They want us all on bicycles or walking around. They don't want us mobile. They don't want that freedom left to the American people to travel across country and move around to what you want to do. And they're taking away, first and economically, with the price of gasoline to hurt us into electric vehicles and to cut back on all this and move us into a social agenda of a green society. This is where we're headed. And I'm going to say this very completely and very simply and very straightforwardly. There ain't a cop-picking thing you can do about it either, because your leaders don't care. Millie said it right. They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. So we're going to be herded into the chute. Now, I know there's going to be violence. I know there's going to be trouble. I'm not saying that. I'm not denying people are going to stand up. They have to. But they're going to get it done, or they're going to die trying. Let's put it that way. And they intend to have it done. So hang on, folks. The ride is going to get bumpy.
And, you know, it isn't either side. I mean, I'm so sick of it. They just pick at each other. But nobody does anything.
That's it.
They don't do anything. They just pick. You know, Fox shows all these, you know, runs, and they run all these people across the board and blah, 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 blah. What do they do about it? What do these politicians do but show up, get paid? Half of them quit their positions and then become a Fox News analyst and make... It's just...
Calm down, Melody. Calm down. It's just Monday. You got 4 more days to go. Relax. It isn't funny. We're laughing, but it's not funny, folks.
It's really sad.
It is sad. It makes us angry. If our so-called leaders were concerned for us, they would not allow. Now, again, everybody make a profit. I have absolutely nothing against anyone making a profit. Oil companies deserve to make a profit, and a rather large one, so they can continue producing more oil and taking care of their needs. But not a 650% increase. Increase on profits. No, yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, but who's responsible for that? The administration is.
Of course, that's the whole point. They're all behind it.
They're all behind it.
I don't care that if the Republicans were for us, why are they not speaking up now? Where's all the Republicans in the Senate supposed to be on our side? Where are they? I haven't heard them say a peep about this. Have you?
Nope.
Gee.
Oh, they'll come on and say.
Get me started.
Oh, they'll come on and say, oh, well, inflation is really bad. The American people. Yeah. We know. You don't have to tell us. We know. So at least present some sort of a, you know, something. Even if it was turned down, even if it didn't get, you know, past the, you know, if the senators, Republican senators did something, if it didn't get past the House, well, at least pretend you're doing something.
Well,
and you know what? I saw the scariest advertisement for the Democrats. And it was, you know, and it was all against MAGA, M-A-G-A, Make America Great Again. They didn't say Trump's name, but they said all the MAGA people, if you support them, you're going to lose all your freedoms. You're going to lose all this. You're going to lose that. You need to vote Democrat. It wasn't about any one politician. It was just a matter to make sure that people got out there and voted Democrat. And I thought, and it was, I mean, it was just so reversed and bizarre. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And I know you got this, so I don't know where you want to go and what you're going to bring up, but I know you wanted to talk about this one, about around half of older Americans can't afford essential.
I did that.
Oh, you did that?
I
was gone.
Yes,
oh.
I did. You want to add something to it? Go ahead.
No, it's just really sad. It's really sad that it's women, older women, even more than older men. And it's, again, it's, you know,
well,
it's just...
I was getting ready to comment on that before we went to break about something in my mind of martial life personally, because I don't mind telling people this. I do cover their prayers. I married a pretty good woman. We're going on 51 years now. And but we found out She had a crack in her my mind's going blank on the bone around your stomach, pelvic. Yes, she had a crack in that. Yeah. It's like a stress crack, but it wasn't quite the name of it. But anyway, found out just last week we had to do a bone density test. We took her up to Morgantown Friday, that's why I wasn't here Friday. And I found out her bones are very thin. She has osteoporosis really, really bad. And they're going to do some things to try to help her. And they're looking at some shots that it won't cure. It said it doesn't very readily helps or cures a woman with it, but it can prevent it from getting much worse in the very near future. It can get shots and take one a day or one every 6 months, one a year. So we opted for the one a day if we can afford it. Now, we don't know what it's going to be yet, but the $800 a month was mentioned. That's after Medicare pays their part. Well, we can't do that, obviously. I can't make that. That's 10 grand a year. I can't do that. So I'm not sure what we're going to do yet, but that's why, yeah, older people, I can understand. Because medically, things get worse. She has to have a shoulder replacement replaced. She had done already once. It wasn't done quite right, so we have to do it again. They want to do it right away, but she can't use one leg, and she won't be able to use one arm, and we can't have both of them at the same time. So it's been really a pain, but folks, understand what they're saying. She gets around through the house now in a wheelchair or a walker, and she's not an old woman. She just had some health problems. But it runs into money. Just buying gasoline, going back and forth for a three-hour drive, what was $30 last year is closer to $65 or $70 now to do the same thing. So it does add up. So I understand, Millie, what they're saying. I understand completely what they're saying. I mean, this is getting harder for people, especially those that are like myself. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not a young man anymore. I'll be 74 in September. And it's getting harder to make ends meet because of this. So, yeah, you're right. It's sad. I'm living it. I'm blessed. Oh, I'm blessed. I'm very blessed. Not complaining. I've got a place to sleep and food to eat, and the house is paid for, thank God. But, I'm blessed. But I'm just seeing, if it's tight on me and everything I have is paid for, I can't imagine what it's going to be for those who are still trying to make house payments or different things. I just can't imagine that.
And, you know, it kind of makes you wonder where it comes from. Does this come from China, that medication? Is it made here in the States?
You know, I never thought to ask that question. I never thought, we'll have to find out about that. I don't know.
And it's just, and you know, this administration, you know, wants to, you know, allow Medicare to negotiate, you know, the prices of pharmaceuticals and so forth. And I think I went off the other day. It's just like, well, instead of trying to negotiate with China on pharmaceuticals, hey, here's a concept. Make them here in the United States. And why does Americans have to pay for research and development for the rest of the world? The rest of the world gets pharmaceuticals for pennies on the dollar. Pennies. And yet we can't even make them here. And we get charged thousands of percentage increases. The pharmaceutical companies make billions and billions of dollars, and you think Medicare is going to be able to go in there and actually negotiate lower prices? It's just bizarre, Butch. It's bizarre.
It is. And Sandy continues to climb in the wrong direction, unfortunately. I mean, it gets worse and worse. And again, we've said this many, 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 many times already. If you have to depend on somebody else to take care of you, you're not a free man. Just that easy. You know, we're talking about things that, now this I was kind of shocked to read. About 45% of small businesses are freezing hiring amid soaring inflation and labor costs. It makes sense, but I just never thought about that. I mean, you know, they were begging for workers for so long. I mean, about 45% of small business owners in the United States are freezing the hiring of new workers because of high labor costs and skyrocketing inflation, according to a Lineable July hiring report. A competing survey came up with similar results, interviewing 4,739 small business owners, conducted from late June through mid-July. This is despite 51% of small employers still trying to find workers to fill important posts, but the shift in labor situation this summer has made things more difficult. The report released July 21st, followed by U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data, showed consumer prices rose 9.9% in the past year, the highest in more than 40 years. Melody, I got to make a statement here, and maybe I'll go on with this article. But it raised from 9.9% from what it was last year. How can inflation be going up 5% a month, and a year later it's only raised 9%? Is that a fair question? Anyway, meanwhile, the BOS producer price index rose nearly the highest ever, 11.3% in the previous 12 months. This represents a significant hiring shift and is largely a reaction to mounting labor costs, skyrocketing inflation, fears of recession, and rising interest rates. A survey found that 4% of small businesses are planning to lay off staff, and that some employers noted they have learned to live without an extra staff, making other changes and/or working longer hours themselves. This includes 5% of firms in real estate and the automotive industry and 3% in retail. Hiring freezes vary across industries state to state, with 66% of gym owners, 63% of real estate firms, 38% of restaurants, 58% of transportation companies, 55% of automakers, and 55% of retailers reporting a halt. Wow, Mel, that's a lot of people.
Yep.
That's a lot of people. I mean, you said Ford's going to lay off 8,000. That's a lot of people across gyms, real estate, restaurants, transportation, automakers, and other retailers. I mean, that's a lot of people that are going to be laid off or not called back to work.
Well, you know, Butch, this is just a transition in our economy.
Oh, of course it is. Transition right into more poverty. That's right. That's what it is. Transition.
Transition.
And on top of this, I read these things, I think, how can anyone, any sane individual on a town administration allow something like this? Now, listen to this, Melody. Michigan business owners in uproar after city decriminalizes public urination and defecation. Can you believe that? Kalamazoo, Michigan business owners are furious after city leaders voted. Now, the city leaders... What? Voted to decriminalize public urination, defecation, littering, among other offenses, all under the guise of equitable changes. My, my, my. Becky Beal and Chief Emery spoke with Fox and Friends First host Todd Pyro on Thursday, relaying their concerns about the devastating impacts that could result. I don't have a horrible time outside my shop particularly, but my neighbor has had human feces outside his door, Bill said. The Pop City popcorn owner also stressed her neighboring store owners struggle with an increase in littering, a struggle she says continues despite ambassadors coming to the area to help clean up. Emery, who owns a chocolate and coffee shop in Kalamazoo, said she witnessed a consequence of lenient city leaders firsthand, however. One day, we kept smelling something in the back of the store. It was human feces, she said. I called my landlord. Nobody would do anything about it. This is before we had ambassadors, so I had to clean it up myself. Bill shared that the city recently installed an approximately $100,000 fully furnished restroom near the Kalamazoo Mall, which houses Bill's and Emery's business, to help curb urine and feces on the streets. She adds, however, that the newer bathroom is often locked. I don't know how effective it is if no one can actually use it, she said. Emery described some hardships the employees have faced on their way to and from work. It's not just the urination part of it. That's part of it that's really upsetting to us and people approaching other people. People following some of their employees to their cars and asking them for money. And when they get to the car and they still not giving them money, we had one guy that started throwing rocks at the car, she said. Our society, Melody, is disintegrating before our eyes. It's still disintegrating. It's falling apart. You know, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1 that Christ created all things, and through him all things consist. Well, consistency is what holds something together. If you pop a whole line of bricks and make them real pretty, but you don't put mortar between them, they're going to fall apart, aren't they?
They will.
That's what America is. Without Christ, it's falling apart. But no one seems to care anything about that. I do want to talk about this one next story before we quit. I mentioned about the property being bought up. Blackstone. Now, I mean, if you don't ever heard of Blackstone, folks, you need to check out Blackstone and Vanguard. Blackstone and Vanguard own, I'll just say it right up front, most of the world.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
Yep.
They own most
along
of the world.
Along with Carlyle Group.
Sure. They actually own most of the world.
Yep.
You think it's competition among products? No, they own the product lines. They own them. Please, look up Blackstone and Vanguard and see what they own. There's no competition left. They're all owned by the same companies. Blackstone prepares a record $50 billion to snap up real estate during the coming crash. Folks, the crash was also pre-planned because these people want to own. As we were told by Klaus Schwab, you own nothing, you're going to be happy. The past 2 months have seen a barrage of negative news covering folks on the U.S. housing market, which is predictable. After all, with mortgage rates soaring at the fastest pace on record to decade highs and sending U.S. housing affordability to the lowest in history, only a handful of the 1% can afford the American dream. Alas, it also means that just like in 2007, the housing crisis is now just a matter of time. That much is known. Once housing creators, a U.S. residential and commercial landlord, private equity giant Blackstone, let me repeat that, the largest U.S. residential and commercial landlord, private equity giant Blackstone, about to get bigger. That's when they'll deploy some or all of the record $50 billion in dry powder it has raised to prepare for just the coming housing crash. According to WSJ, Blackstone is the final stage of raising a new real estate fund that would set a record as the biggest vehicle of its kind, defying market volatility and crowded landscape for fundraising. Folks, I told you they're going to buy your place and rent it back to you. They may put condos where your house is now and let you have one of the condos. But you'll be happy. Klaus Schwab said so. Don't worry about it. Just give in and give it and sell it and sell it. I get offers for my place at least twice a month. This one come from a place called Sold. I mean, have you ever heard of S-O-L-D? Sold?
I don't think so.
Anyway, it's a company that's trying to buy up all the property and get a hold of. I expect it's one of Blackstone's conglomerates. I don't know that. But Blackstone is already the largest residential and commercial landlord in the world.
Well, the thing of it is Blackstone's not going to pay top dollar for anything. What
oh,
they
no,
do,
no.
You know, just like in 2008, who bought up all those properties from the banks? But why do you think they passed legislation so that they could buy up all of these properties at next to nothing? and get loans and sweet deals, so they wouldn't they would only have to pay half or no rate. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they bought up all of that real estate that people walked away from in 2008. It's not going to be any different now. They're standing there waiting. Because us little people, we do what we're told to do. We follow their little guidelines.
Sure.
And you know, they tell us to buy. We're the consumers of the world, so we must consume. So we do. And we do this. And rates are low, so they tell us we need to buy new houses. So we do at the low rates. And, you know, and then they fix it so that they begin to take it away. So if you really believe you're going to be able to walk away with your retirement accounts and your 401s and all of that, when have they ever allowed people to walk away with anything? Oh, they'll let some. They'll be held up as a oh, see, well, look how well they're doing and so forth. They'll let a group go by because that's how they suck everybody else in.
Well, you stop and think about this too. I mean, they would talk about a setup, but the people just have a hard time seeing this. They blame on Ukraine.
It is hard to see it. I'm not saying people are wrong for not seeing it. It is hard to see.
It's getting so obvious, though, now, Millie.
It is.
When the price has gone up to the point with fuel and food, people can't pay the mortgages. They buy the house at maybe a good deal, and they can afford it for a long, you know, no problem for a while. Now, the gasoline's doubled in price. Food's going up double in price. Pretty soon, that eats into the mortgage payment, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So, folks, this is all part of the plan. Please don't be deceived by this. This is part of the plan. Prepare yourself as best you can while you can. I can't tell you how important it is. I don't know that I could survive through all this, but I've done the best I can. Prepare myself. I won't be taken out with the first wave anyway. So prepare yourself while you still have time. Give Melody a call. Go ahead, Melody.
Do you want me to give my phone number?
Yes, do that.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we'll be back tomorrow. So we're out of time. Thank you, Butch. And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Payment's bad. Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.